Dr. Preston Miller is from Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, and so he's going to tell us about their experience, and he also brought along, why don't you come on up now? And so he also brought one of the women who's worked with him, Dr. Talitha Brown, and so Preston will give his thing, and then we'll hear the real truth.
That's exactly right. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you guys this morning. The stuff that Dr. Buckley said rings absolutely true for us. A lot of this, matter of fact, and also I learned a lot from what she said. So this is a great forum for, I hope for y'all, but definitely for us. I don't have anything to disclose. I'm going to talk about what our mastery program is like, what we've learned and what we've learned not to do. I will briefly reiterate what Dr. Richardson said. Everybody knows, everybody's heard the statistic that most people go into some sort of advanced training fellowship out of general surgery residency. When you ask these people, why are you doing it? Or how do you feel when you finish? Are you ready to practice? 25 to 30%, so more than 25% say they don't feel like they're ready to begin an autonomous practice. And so they're looking to create more training for themselves, create a safety, a place where they'll feel safe in moving forward, that sort of thing. At our place, and this varies, but our place, almost 100%, 95% have entered fellowship training in the last 4 years. So huge numbers are interested in some sort of super specialized training. Now, a lot of that, I hope and I believe, is because it's something they're interested in. But if you look at the statistics, some of that is because they don't feel ready to go into other do other things. It's not new information that general surgeons are a threatened breed, so to speak. There's not enough, the U.S. isn't keeping pace with the need. There's decreased numbers of general surgeons finishing. There's increased demand happening right now and coming, especially in rural areas, especially in underserved areas. And guess what? That's a lot of the country. So the transition to practice was created. Now it's this mastery in general surgery, which I really like. I didn't mind the transition to practice name, but a lot of people did, apparently. So I think changing it is going to, well, I can tell you anecdotally it's helped us as far as people applying and the people that are interested in it. So I'll try to briefly describe our experience, and then Talitha will describe, as Dr. Richardson mentioned, what actually happens. I'll try to highlight what has worked, kind of how we've done things, and some of the things that haven't worked, and briefly mention some of the future directions. So I was laughing when I was watching Dr. Buckley give her presentation, because I almost put, so this is her slide, right? This is our version of her slide. Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center is a tertiary referral center in Winston-Salem. We have 800 beds. The surrounding area is largely rural. It drops off from urban to rural very quickly. In 15 minutes, you can be in cornfields and tobacco fields. There's a lot. The region has a lot of smaller hospitals. Many of these struggle to maintain adequate general surgical coverage. In speaking to the folks at the college about rural surgery, I have learned that if you have one in three, call is one in three or less, usually one in three is the limit of what somebody will participate in for long term. If it's less than that, one in two, one every other, that sort of thing, they just won't stay. The statistics show they just don't stay in those places. What these rural hospitals find is they have X amount of general surgery, but X plus 1.5 of call volume. And it's very difficult to figure that system out. So there's a lack of, that's a problem in our area, our rural region, and I think it's a problem in a lot of rural regions. So this is our mission statement. It's very grand sounding, and I hope I don't mean it to sound grand, I mean it to sound realistic. The mission of the Wake Forest University Department of Surgery, Mastery and General Surgery Program, is to help associates develop a broad-based excellence in the practice of general surgery. General surgery is, the way people get trained in general surgery has changed from, as Dr. Richardson mentioned, typically some people would go into a practice, there would be mentor or mentors that understood that the person that they were taking on was well-trained but needed more training. I've been at it for 17 years, a lot of people in the room have been at it for longer than me, and as you all know, you still learn. Our aim is to consistently develop well-rounded, skillful, and compassionate graduates who are highly sought after in community practices, academic medical centers, or even international surgical organizations. We've had some people come who were interested in international medicine reaching out, and we want to develop a lifelong learner, develop a basic training that will serve them well in underserved areas or an academic medical center. So we started our first trainee in the 14-15 academic year. We've had six since then, including Dr. Brown. The way we've structured ours is very similar to what Dr. Buckley said. We try to do six months of the mothership at North Carolina Baptist Hospital. And that serves, first of all, to let us know the trainees, and the trainees get to know us. And if there's any value to our culture, and if there's value to the way that we do things in a programmatic and a standardized fashion, we hope they pick up on it. We believe there is value to that, and we hope they begin to learn some of that while they spend time with us. Of those 6 months, three are on EGS or emergency general surgery. EGS wasn't a service when I was a resident, probably most of you guys too, so it's interesting. Although I've gotten to where I'm the EGS director, so I'm biased, but I really enjoy that. One on surgical oncology. Initially, that doesn't strike fellows or potential associates as something that is going to be helpful for the broad practice of general surgery, but they get a lot of endocrine experience, a lot of breast experience, and frankly, these large, complex cancer care cases have a lot of general surgery embedded. There's a huge amount of standard general surgery that occurs taking care of these patients. We do a month on MIS, although one of the things we've learned is that a lot of our MIS experience occurs in the community rather than at the main hospital. And then some of the electives we've had, endocrine, sometimes instead of doing an oncology rotation, we've had folks who specifically concentrated with the endocrine surgeons. Some have wanted to do an ICU month. We've had folks who wanted to do OBGYN, largely, I think, for, as Dr. Buckley mentioned, the deliveries and the gynecologic aspects of that. And we've had folks rotate on colorectal. Again, surprisingly, sometimes we've not been able to get folks on colorectal, and I've had some anxiety about that, but they have gotten, it turns out, met better, more comprehensive general colorectal experience in the community with the busy community surgeons. They do 6 months in addition to that at four different regional community hospitals, two separate practices. We're also going to expand to the VA this coming year, but for right now, this is what we've done. What the fellows have seen there is this broad bread and butter general surgery. These are busy practices, but they're in rural communities, but they're larger hospitals. In other words, there's the larger hospital meaning a couple hundred beds, that sort of thing, 80 beds, 100 beds, as opposed to 20 beds. These people come back, our associates come back with a rich experience in that, surprisingly in the colorectal experience. They do lap colons, a lot of endoscopy, a lot of general colorectal, anorectal disease management at these community hospitals, and I think get a larger experience there than they do at Wake Forest. And complex MIS, surprisingly, to me, probably not surprisingly to anybody who practices in the community, that the minimally invasive surgery being done at these places is quite complex at times. It's bread and butter all the way up to stuff that I consider complex and they consider every day. So they come away with a heck of an experience. It's been interesting. The folks at other institutions or at the other hospitals didn't quite know what to do with an associate or a fellow at first. But after doing it for a year, usually takes the first rotation of a year, they really have enjoyed it. So the way we work our call, which I think speaks back to what Dr. Richardson was mentioning, we want to create a graduated system of autonomy. We don't want these people to be cannon fodder. We don't want them to be the people who just say, who get told, take my call me if you need me. At the other institutions, after the folks have sort of learned a little bit how to deal, what the capabilities and what the limitations of people are, they've developed a system where they take first call with backup. The backup's not in-house, the backup's close, and they're encouraged to use their backup, but they're the ones seeing the patients in the ED, making the decisions, doing the operations, and call if they need to be called. I hope and I believe that that call me if you need me is not like it sounds, but please, I really want you to call me, and I think they do utilize that. And I think that's been a good learning experience for our associates. On the other rotations like MIS, colorectal oncology at our institution, they take calls like the other fellows do. When they're on the emergency general surgery service, we have a graded autonomy, a sort of a standard method of graded autonomy. When they first, it's what we do is we ask them to take call on Sundays, on a couple of Sundays a month, two or three Sundays a month. And the reason we do that is we have an acute care surgery program. And so the way we have taken call in the past on Sunday is the attending has been the trauma and general surgeon on call, emergency general surgeon on call. What this allows us to do with the second with the Sundays and give them EGS call is have them be in-house on emergency general surgery. We're there on trauma, and we can function like overlapping. We can talk, we can be in the operating room with them, we can see consults with them. But as time goes on, we want them to become autonomous, and we're there, we're available. We don't have to come in from home, but more and more, they're able to do their own thing. And I think it's been a good experience for them. Our average case number is 328. This has been our ranges. We tried three associates just based on the volume. Two is our sweet spot, and that's going to be different from among institutions, I suspect. Three of our six have remained in our region, and that's really what I hope is to begin to develop a cadre of people who have trained with us, who then work in our region, and I think that's going to be, I hope, good for patients, I hope good for communities. General surgery done in the community is important for the community. So I hope it'll begin to develop that. And I also hope it'll develop our relationship with these surrounding hospitals. I think it could only strengthen us going both directions. This change from the TTP to mastery has been, I never saw TTP as a problem. I never saw the transition to practice fellowship name as a problem, but a lot of people did. I've had more than one person tell me that they wanted to do what we had, but they didn't because it was supposed to be for remediation. And no matter how many times, it's on our website, it's on the college's website, it's on, no matter how many times we had the conversation, for some reason this carries the connotation of some sort of remediation. So with the change, interestingly, we've seen an uptick in our applications, early applications, and the people who are applying. So I don't know, some magic has happened with the change in a name, because our goals haven't changed, but the interest and the timing of the interest and the volume of the interest and the type of people that are asking about this fellowship has changed dramatically this year with the change from into mastery in general surgery. So, as Dr. Richardson said, there's what the administration and the attendings think happens, and then there's what really happens. So this is Talitha Brown getting her certificate, and I'm going to turn it over to Talitha and let her tell you the truth. Thanks very much.